This is Dr. Leung, continuing for patient last name is Martinez, M-A-R-T-I-E-N-Z, again, M-A-R-T-I-E-N-Z. First name is Isabel, I-S-A-B-E-L. Date of visit is February 15, 2023. Date of birth is July 8, 1968. And for her referring physician is Dr. Franklin Rutledge, R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, again, R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E, M-D, and next to a peer group, Dr. R-U-T-L-E-D-G-E. I have the pleasure to see Isabel today for an initial evaluation for headaches. Thanks for your presence. This patient is a 54-year-old female. Currently, she complains of headaches. For some reason, tells me that she's been having headaches chronically. For some, she's been having migraine headaches since she was 15 years old. So for some, headaches mostly in the right side of the head. So for some, associated with light sensitivity and sound sensitivity. For some, patient get nauseous and vomiting. For some, a patient would have these headaches. Intensity about 7 to 8 out of 10. First up, she would get these 2 times a week. First up, she's been taking Imitrex. It helps her headaches, but it makes her sleepy. First up, she needs to sleep after taking the Imitrex. First up, she's taking the propranolol LA 80 milligrams a day for headaches. First up, however, she tells me that that is not helping for headaches. First up, she also took ibuprofen a lot. First up. Next to paragraph, however, recently a patient tells me that her face has also been painful. First up, a patient also facial pain bilaterally. First up, a patient tells me that it is likely due to her sinusitis. First up, however, in medical records, the CT scan of the sinuses are unremarkable. Next to paragraph, past medical history, migraine headaches, and next number. Current medication, the duloxetine, 20 milligrams a day. Next number, ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, one tablet, 3 times a day as needed with food. Next number, omeprazole, propranolol, LA, 24 hours, 80 milligrams once a day. Next number, sumatriptan, 100 milligrams once a day as needed. Next number, allergies, well-known drug allergies. Social history, patient does not smoke, or does not drink alcohol, does not use illicit drugs. Next number, go back to past medical history at GERD. Next number, sciatica. Next number, family history, non-contributory. Next number, review system, patient's headaches. Patient of headaches, patient migraine headaches, impressions, chronic migraine headache disorder. For some patients been having chronic migraines for a lot since she was 15 years old. Mostly in the right side of a headache associated with nausea, vomiting, light sensitivity, and sound sensitivity. For some headaches, she would have these migraine attacks 2 times a week. For some patients been taking sumatriptan, which helps her headaches, help her make her sleepy. For some patients also been taking propranolol, LA, 80 milligrams. A day for headache prevention. First up, however, she tells me that the propranolol is not helping her because she's still having a lot of headaches. So first up, but next to her, patient also tried other medications when she was younger. She does not remember the names. So first up, a recommendation explaining the patient of people diagnosis. Continue the impression. Patient also have recently having facial pain. A CT scan has been negative. According to medical records, I suspect her facial pain is part of her migraine headaches. Next paragraph of recommendations, showing division of the above diagnosis. Next number, I have recommended her for trial. Since she's tried multiple medications without effectiveness, I will try her in a trial Botox injection. First up, next number, Botox injection was performed today. First up, it was done without any complications. So first up, next number, risk and benefit was clearly explained to the patient. First up, the risk would include bleeding, infection, pain, paralysis, temporary disfigurement, and weakness. First up, benefit would include alleviation of the pain. First up, pain and headaches. So first up, a patient agreed. First time observer, the procedure was done without any complications. So first time observer, I will also recommend patient for trial of toperamate, 25 milligrams, 1 PO. She would test a time of a headache prevention. First time, may increase the topiramate to 50 milligrams if she's able to tolerate. The first time, common side effects include sleepiness, drowsiness, sedation, tingling, and numbness, and mental fogginess. The next number, continue the sumatriptan 100 milligrams a day as needed. The first time, the patient tells me that the propranolol is not effective. The first time, if the topiramate is effective, common may consider discontinuing the propranolol. For some number, recommendation followed within 3 months. The common will try another Botox injection in 3 months for chronic migraine headaches disorder for 7 summer. This marks the next patient.